Hello, everybody. Oh, hello there. Disappeared. Hello, can people hear? I can hear a voice so I can know where
Yes,
I'm.
yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Anyway, we got a minute of the minute. Okay, I sent a piece from the Nachlas Eliyahu. I don't know if you people got it. That's from, I don't remember his name. He was a Mashgiach of the yeshiva in Petah
Lamja,
Tikva. Okay, I can never pronounce names. That was Rav Shadron used to quote him as Rebbe. It says in the beginning of the Sefer, there were all kind of amazing stories about him. So the one I like the best is when you'd be on a bus in Israel, you go to everything's buses. You come to your stop, you pull the string, you get the string, now you push a button, the bus stops. So it says that when he would get to his stop, he would never pull the string. Was well, that the whole bus should stop for me? Everyone should be matriarch. If the bus stopped, he would get off. If no one got off at his stop, he would wait to the next stop. Not gonna make the bus stop for him. No.
What if other passengers decided to do that also? The bus would just, keep
Okay,
going.
I guess he wasn't worried, but yeah, okay, but that's
Who is Rebbe talking about? I came on late.
there's a sefer I sent out called Nachlas Eliyahu. So I
Right.
can't pronounce, I don't really pronounce his name. Sandy, tell us his name again if you don't mind.
The Shinzer.
All right, so he was in
If I'm pronouncing it right, the spelling is
He was the Mashgiach of the Yeshiva in Petah Tikva. I think Rav Shadron used to quote him a lot. Rav Shadron was a Talmud by him before he went to Hebron, whatever. So he was like apparently a super tzaddik in the 1940s, whatever. I don't know exactly when he was in Eretz Yisrael. And so you have a sefer of his, basically of his. It's a learning sefer and Musa Shmuzer, a little bit of everything. So it's a interesting sefer. But it's a lot. He was apparently a very big Talmud Chacham. So he has notes from Rosh Hashanah Kedem. So he had a piece here that he had notes from Rav Elchanan. What happened was I was looking for the what they quote this over in the name of the pre-Yitzchak. But our yeshiva here, regretfully, we're doing construction and all kinds of other wonderful things. So our
That was
home.
all over. They showed the pictures of the new base medrash.
Yeah, it's over, but the Eitzer Sfarim is not, they destroyed. They're rebuilding a new Eitzer. So they managed, the Eitzer Sfarim is in shambles. And there's no Eitzer.
This is the third year now going on that.
Yes,
We're
I
going on
know.
that. We had that for Bava Metzia and Bava Basa already.
So I was looking for a sefer pre-Yitzchak, who supposedly says the same idea. And so I put in the computer, so it came up with this sefer instead. Okay, let's go over a little bit of the
Did Rebbe
answer.
know about the sefer beforehand?
I have the yeshiva owns the sefer, so I know the sefer. The yeshiva owns the sefer, but I didn't know that he's talking on our topic. Okay, let's just go over this Rebbe dropped again from yesterday. I thought it was very, very nice. Rebbe Chanan puts down, Rebbe Chanan has this kasha. I'm going to go over again because I like it. And I was having a big argument with the guys in my shir today. What's the taina? I told the guy, I said, my main thing is not really to ask the kasha Rav HaKhan. But the Maisa, it's a shtickle time. Because, so they were like saying, like, what's the big deal? So Rav HaKhan says, the mitzvah is a kinyan. Okay, that's what he holds. So he says it. So I was telling them, the basic hashgacha is that when you say a shir, the smaller amount of chidushim you need to say the shir is better. If two people say chabura, one person, they both have one question, and one person puts down 20 chidushim, and then based on those 20 chidushim, he answers his kasha. And the other person is mechadish one chiddush, and based on that one chiddush, he answers the kasha. So the one that said one chiddush is much better, because the person that needed 20 chidushim to answer the kasha, you can almost bet your bottom dollar that he's wrong.
Rebbe, but that's an Ari Yeshiva. Who says Rebbe Chanan felt the same way?
Okay, I don't know. That's what I was taught. So whenever you try and say a chiddush, the less chiddushim you need to say, the better. So you don't come off and say things you don't need to say. It's like, so it's just antagonizing people for no reason. You're sticking yourself out on a limb. You're risking your pshat because someone's going to disagree with this point, and then they shlug up your whole Torah. So that's why I was saying that if Rav Elchanan brings that the mitzvah's ikinyan, the implication of Rav Elchanan is that that is an essential part of his answer. Okay, but let's just go over Rav Elchanan.
Why didn't Rav Elchanan ask his kasha on the first Teretz of Tosfos?
What? Tosfos doesn't, I don't understand.
On the first Teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos says there's a chiluk between Lekuli Alma and not. Kasha, I had mitzvah baba veira.
Doesn't say anything about it that you get a kiya mitzvah. The only place it says there's a kiya mitzvah is in Psachim. Never said that there's
when Tosfos gives a chiluk that she's mutla kuli alma, I'm not going to say Nesra. At that point, he wouldn't get a mitzvah if he's
doesn't say. There's no kasha. It didn't say that he gets a mitzvah. It's only later Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Psachim that says beferish that you did get a mitzvah. Tosfos says.
So Tosfos thinks in the first one that she's not a Bas Yibam. We don't say Nesra, but she's not a Bas Yibam. Now Tosfos Mechad from Psachim that she's a Bas Yibam.
The words of Tosfos are not just, he says, Ka'avid Mitzvah. So that's where he's going on. The Gemara in Psachim says Ka'avid Mitzvah. So that's why Rav Elchanan has a Kasha.
So it would be mitzvah baba vera, Rebbe saying, according to the first Teretz, it would be mitzvah baba vera.
According to the first Teretz, it wasn't discussed. There's no question. You theoretically, if you were to say it's a mitzvah baba vera, you'll say it's mitzvah baba vera. It's not, Tosfos never commented.
Say maybe Rebbe Chana holds like Rebbe in the first Teretz. But Tosfos Mechadish and added on point that it's a Kenyan in the second. That's what Tosfos is adding on. I've added the Kachin in the first one also. But we're going to the second.
I don't think so. There's no question in the first because he never said it's a mitzvah. You can't discuss the whole question is on the fact that Tosfos says it's a mitzvah. Okay, anyway, let me just say, I want to review. Before we go further, the Rav Elchanan has a kasha. He's really a kasha than the Gemara Psachim, except we said that the Gemara Psachim, there are two different ways of learning the Gemara Psachim. Tosfos Psachim reads the Gemara differently. But the way our Tosfos reads the Gemara Psachim said that there's a kiyum mitzvah, and that's why there's no korban. Right, Rav Elchanan, why isn't there a problem a mitzvah above aveir? So he puts down in his side that there's only a problem mitzvah above aveir if the mitzvah is a maisa, not if the mitzvah is the result. And I just want to explain what's the svara of that. So what I think the svara is that when the mitzvah, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem says that there's two reasons why a person gets reward. You get reward because you're a worker. You work for Hashem. You have a boss. The boss tells you to do something. You do it. You get paid. It makes no difference if what the boss tells you to do had any value or not. If the boss tells you to stand guard, protect the store from Ganavim. Now, no Ganavim ever come. So your efforts were wasted, worthless. Makes no difference, right? That's that Moshe in the Gemara of the Medrash, that there was the king that told the person going to give him schar for pouring water in the barrel. And then he sees that there's a hole in the barrel, so he doesn't do it. So someone asks him, why aren't you doing it? He says, because there's no point. It's effort and futility, no purpose. In pouring water in a barrel with a hole in it, all the water spills out. He says, you're a fool. The king's paying you this amazing wage. What do you care? That's the king's problem, not your problem, right? So if there's a schar comes because you listen to what Hashem said and you do what he said to do. Whether or not we understand that there's value to what he said to do, not value to what he said to do, it's not relevant, right? Then there's another cheshbon of reward because you brought about a very wonderful result. You bring about a result, you have a right to demand reward for the result. We have Oig Melech HaBashan. Oig Melech HaBashan was plotting to kill Avram Avinu. He figured out a way to kill Avram Avinu by telling him that Lot was captured. And the Maisa, unbeknown to him, he did Lot to Avraham a favor, and he got reward. He didn't get reward because he listened to Hashem. He didn't listen to Hashem. Like here, he tried not to listen to Hashem. He tried to go against Hashem. But he's getting reward because, listen, I did a good result. You get reward for a good result. That's the Hashem created a, if you do something good, you get rewarded for what you do, for what you accomplished. I accomplished something. I got to get reward for what I accomplished. I was a total accident. Even mitzvah sriches kavana, there's no kavana, there's no, in that case, by Oy, there's not even a key of mitzvah. You still get reward. Okay. Normally, you would probably need a kavana for the mitzvah. But there are these two concepts. So what it sounds like he's saying is, if the mitzvah is because you listen to Hashem, so then Hashem Grupa told you not to do it. So mitzvah blah blah very, you didn't listen. Hashem gave it and told you, I want you to shake lulav. The reward is not because you brought a big good result, because there is no gavaldic result in the shaking the lulav as far as we know. The mitzvah is listening to Hashem to shake the lulav. Now, if Kupa is Shabbos or Yom Tov or whatever, and there's some reason why you're not supposed to shake the lulav, so you weren't listening to Hashem. Hashem did tell you to shake the lulav in this situation or this type of lulav or a lulav agaz or whatever. So you can't get rewarded for listening to Hashem when you didn't listen to Hashem. It's the mitzvah of Bar Avera. But if the mitzvah is the result, And because the results are good results, and no one denies that the results are good results. So Edomai, Hashem told you, but don't do it, because it's an Aveira. But I'm not getting my reward because I'm listening to Hashem to do what he told me to do. I'm getting my reward because I brought about a good result. So first, I brought about a good result. I got to get rewarded. I was in a mitzvah above Aveira, and Hashem told me not to do it. Okay. That's not relevant.
Didn't work by Shaul.
What?
It didn't work by Shaul HaMelech. He thought he's going to bring all the kabbanas. He's doing a result. He's doing kabbanas. He's doing good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shmuel told him it wasn't a good estimate.
Didn't say.
He volunteered the kabbanas.
We don't say that he didn't do it. When the Rav Ochanan says that there's no din of mitzvah baba vera when there's a result, he's just saying that there's you got a mitzvah, but of course you got an avera too, and the avera could be greater than the mitzvah. Oig Melech HaBashan, the punishment, people don't know this. Second, the other half of the coin, Pashup Shad is Oig Melech HaBashan is going to get a horrible. I think it's a measure says the Beferish. He's going to get a horrible punishment for what he did. The punishment is much greater than the reward. He just got a tremendous reward. Because when you do a chesed to Avraham, it's a tremendous mitzvah. When you attempt to murder Avraham, it's a tremendous aveira. So simultaneously, he did a mitzvah and aveira. It could be for the, you know, I don't know Shaul. I'm not a Bucky and Navi there. But it could be that maybe Shaul did get schar for karbanis. I don't know. But he the Maisa, he did a terrible Aveira. The Aveira could be worse than the mitzvah. And therefore he lost his Melucha.
Now, the Medrash says that Paul got scar for his Karbanis.
Scar for Karbanis. It could be. It's not a, doesn't say Befesh, he didn't get scar for the Karbanis. But the Aveira is greater. Even in Rav Ochanan, Rav Ochanan is not claiming. If you're Miyabe Manida, he's not saying it's a good, you ended up ahead of the game, right? Let's say a person is a situation where he's leaving town, yeah, and he's going away, and his only chance to do Yibum is today, and she's a Nida. So, and then I said, so you read Rav Ochanan, Instead, if he's miyabim the nida, he'll be mekayim the mitzvahs yibo. But still, he's better off not doing it, because if he's miyabim the nida, he's mekayim mitzvahs yibo, but he's over the iser nida, and the iser nida is much greater than the mitzvah of yibo. So it's not recommended. It's just that you're mekayim.
Like moms is worse than puru revu.
What?
Like Rav Yochanan says, moms is worse than puru revu.
Okay. But that he's saying that even to go there, there's no mitzvah. Okay, but I'm saying, well, even there is a mitzvah, but it's still not a right, smart thing to do. So anyway, so
how does Rabbi know that the einish is worse? How does Rabbi know that?
A chayte can't be nisker. Otherwise, there'd be a chayte nisker. Come out that the guy got a better off because. There are two people. One, you know, the person who was miyavim the yivama nida comes out ahead of the game, and the person.
So if there's like some issur derabbanan that's in the way of a mitzvah saseh, so it's klar that the einish of that, and you're not allowed to do it. So it's klar every time because of chayta nisker that the einish is greater than the reward.
Okay, I don't know, but I would assume so. But I don't.
The Torah tells you listen to the Rabbanan, no?
I can't tell you this. I don't know. I can't
tell you. In this particular case of the Yavama, if he was Miyamim and Nida, so the Maisa is Kayam, but there's no schar for anything. He didn't do a mitzvah, meaning the Yibum was Miskayam.
No, it says he's Mikayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara says he's Mikayim the mitzvah. There's Gemara in Pesachim. And because of the fact that he's Mikayim the mitzvah, he doesn't have to bring a korban. And the Isser Nida.
So it means the mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah, or the result the of the mitzvah?
He did the mitzvah, so he gets the reward for the mitzvah. It's no different than Eig Melech HaBashan. A person, we have many cases in the Torah where a person did one action, which was Bevas Achas, a mitzvah and Aveira. In the classical case is Eig. But we have many cases. Offhand, of course, I can't think of any. But we have cases. There's a medrash that says that Moshe was rewarded for breaking the luchas, and there's a medrash that says that he was punished for breaking the luchas. Pashup shat, they can coexist. You can do a mitzvah and aveira at the same time. It's not such a, especially when it's in different, especially when it's in different, you know, different things. It's not the same. You know, here the mitzvah is yibum and the aveira is neither. So they have
Adoini Moshe Kalaim would be an example.
What?
Adoini Moshe Kalaim.
Yeah, what? That was what? Why is that an example?
Yeshua was Moshe for Moshe's covered and also was Moshe Halacha Bifnei Rabbi.
And does it say that he got rewarded for that?
No, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, okay.
It would seem that there was a good kavanah.
I don't remember. I have a sefer.
Lot's daughters.
What?
Lot's daughters.
Yeah,
that's like a pretty major.
Yeah.
Also, Aaron with the eagle. No, isn't aren't there midrashim that say that he was rewarded for certain aspects and he was punished for some?
Yeah, that's right. I think so. So yeah, it says he lost two of his sons, and yeah, right.
Also, Migdal Bavel.
They're safer. I have, but I don't even. He makes a whole list of all the places in the Torah where we find that a person did a maisa with a mitzvah and a aveira at the same time. But of course, I don't remember what he said. There was a Rav Zalesnik, who was Reshiva of Eitz Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. He has a sefer, Beis Vad, I think it's called. I don't remember. But in there
is a time, Rabbi, that said by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Beferish, leave me alone. I want to wipe them out. And that Moshe said, that's my Pesach, to not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to daven and to not leave him. But so you have to be, I'm saying.
Moshe shot there was not an Aveira. That wasn't an Aveira at all. But it's okay, we're Mamish, prisoned in Aveira. He's going to get punished. He's going to get
Pamina.
Worth in the mitzvah. Okay, anyway.
Pamina also.
We're going again off topic. So the way the Rav Yochanan is saying that there's no din of mitzvah above Aveira by Yibum because the mitzvah is the result, and you got the result. The result's a good result. You got a good result. can't deny you got a good result. Edamai, you did an Aveira. That doesn't, the Aveira of Nida does not deny the good result. A good result, a good result. So if the person drowning and I want to save him, so I take my car and I speed to save him and I run over 50 people in the process and I kill 50 people and I save him. So I'm a murderer for 50 people and I'm a hero for saving the guy. You know, there's a good result. There's no stira.
Rabbi, just clarify, I think what Sandy just said before, is there a mitzvah because there's a result, that mitzvah remains? In other words, Rav Chanan's kasha was, mitzvah b'aveira, we hold as posel, whatever posel means. It's gone. There's no mitzvah. There's no commandment. Now, because there's a memela result, that mitzvah is in existence?
Yes.
Is that what Rabbi means?
Yes. It's a full-fledged mitzvah. You're going to come up to Shemayim, and then Malachim are going to sing Shira for you. But it's wonderful.
How is it possible that if you stop time,
say Hashem said, "Don't be bold."
If I ask a rabbi right now, say Hashem says you may not do this. So how is it possible to get reward for something? Let's say Hashem, a bicycle comes out.
You have to divide it into parts because I'm doing two separate things. Bevas achas. I'm going ahead. I'm doing Hashavas Aveda and Shabbos. So the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, I did. I did a very wonderful thing, except that I was supposed to do it on the weekday, and I did it on Shabbos. I drove my car, and I carried, and I did everything on Shabbos. So the mitzvah is a mitzvah, and the Aveira is an Aveira. And one thing has nothing to do with the other. So you listen to Hashem to do Hashavas Aveda, and you live in Hashem about keeping Shabbos. So, but it's only, says Rav Elchanan, that's when it's a result. If the mitzvah is a ma'isa, so the Aveira says, I don't want this ma'isa. But if the mitzvah is the result, you can't deny the result. The result is undeniable. The result is undeniable. So b'meila, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, there's char. It removes the carbon. It's a real mitzvah.
Maybe doesn't one of the Bali Mitzvahs say that if someone is doing an Aveira and they give a krechts, that we have no idea the schar they're going to get for the krechts, something like that? It says something?
I don't know.
I think it's say if someone of the Bali Mitzvahs says something like that. Like, the difference
You don't get schar. It reduces the amount of punishment, it says.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it reduces the punishment exponentially.
Yeah,
I think it's Rabbi Swahil.
Okay. I mean, if somebody lives with an erva, they're doing chesed, they're being mahane. Is that true?
I mean, if it's doing mahane, they have kavana for mitzvah sriches kavana.
Yeah, saying if she
doing chesed,
that doesn't sound like that's possible.
Yes, I agree.
If someone's living with an erva with an eshes ish, and they're going to get skilo at the same time, they're doing chesed. I would say that.
Getting a mitzvah, Rav Elchanan himself says he would get a mitzvah pruvu if he lived with an eishes ish, and he gets a child, he's becoming a mitzvah pruvu. It's kila and it's terrible, but I brought about a good result. I went ahead and I did it.
Let's the vatsal because Roy B.S.A.H.R. Bali doesn't get credit for the kid anyway.
Okay.
I know whose kid it is.
Does anyone say beferish that by Yibum the mitzvah is not the Kenyan and it's not the Maisa, but it's the result?
No. Everybody, Rav Elchanan, to answer his Kasha, is saying that in order to answer the Gemara in Sochim, you have to say the mitzvah is the result. That's he says. The Baruch Ber says the same thing. I think it's Simon Gimel. Now the question is that how is the mitzvah the result? What result is the mitzvah? So Rav Elchanan sticks his neck out to say that the mitzvah, the result that the mitzvah is the kinyan. The kinyan is what brings about that result is what brings about the mitzvah. In other words, according to Rav Elchanan, first you do a ma'isa bia, The Maizer brings about a result that there's a Kenyan, and the Kenyan brings about the result that there's a Kiyum Mitzvah. So what I was asking yesterday is that, you know, listen, you're a Bachanan, you're entitled to your opinion. And maybe many, many people say, like you, that the result that's the mitzvah is a Kenyan. Okay, fine. But it is, even from reading Rav Ochanan, it's evident in Rav Ochanan that he considers that a chiddush. That's why he spells it out. That means that he knows that there are other people that will disagree with him, or might disagree with him, or could disagree with him. So I was asking, with my premise that the best chaburas are you minimize as many of your chidushim, Rav Ochanan could have just said, listen, it's a beferish of pasuk in the Torah that the mitzvah's yibum is lahakim by base la'achiv. The mitzvah's yibum is lahakim shame. It's black and white when you read the psukim. It says they didn't want to be the hakim shame the hakim, and that's why we spit at him, because he didn't, that he's a terrible person. He didn't do the hakim shame. He didn't make a bais achim. So the psukim are black and white that the mitzvah is you're accomplishing something. So
not possible in a black and white
that the accomplishment is the mitzvah's a kinyan. I don't know. You should just say the mitzvah, there's an accomplishment of the hakim shame. Whatever makes hakam a shame. I don't know what makes hakam a shame. He's saying that the hakam a shame is brought about through the kinyan. Maybe.
But Avera could cancel out the mitzvah. So then who says that he did the hakam a shame? The mitzvah of hakam a shame, he didn't do.
The parship shot is the why not? You did a yibum.
If you view the result of hakama shame as the maisa without kinyan, if you leave out kinyan, so then the maisa is negated by the fact that it's an avera.
No, hakama shame is
negated by the avera.
And that there's an accomplishment here. You're doing a mitzvah. I am 100%. I'm sure that yibum is considered a mitzvah ben adam lechaveiro. You're doing a chesed to your brother. So that's a result. You went ahead and you did a result. You do yibum. You're doing a result. You're bringing a chesed to your brother, so you get a mitzvah.
How does the
a chesed to your brother? I don't know. Learn kapala. But it's Beferish in the Psukim. So why does he have to say
the brother cares about the end result, not the result of immediately after the Bia?
The Pasuk says somehow or another, doing the Bia with this Yavama causes Hakama shame, which is Baina Beis Achiv, and that's what you're supposed to do. So the Rav Ochanan, in my opinion, should have just said, you know, that, listen, it's Beferish in the Pasuk that there's, that Yibam brings about a very amazing result. That's probably why it's a mitzvah, because you get these results. And therefore, there's no din of a mitzvah of Aveira. He doesn't have to say.
That means you have to take a lulav. If you do a lulav of guzzle, so you didn't do the lekachtem lochem. That they negate the mitzvah.
There's no result.
It's
not a result. The mitzvah is listening to Hashem to shake a lulav. But the Rav Ochanan's whole word is that when the mitzvah is not to listen to Hashem to do an action, to run around the block, but the mitzvah is hashavas aveda. The mitzvah is saving the person's life. The mitzvah is having a bris milah. The mitzvah is pruvu. The mitzvah gives all these examples. Whatever the mitzvah is, there's a result that we're happy with the result. And we said also we brought a rhyme mitzvah zonah, where there's a result. You're being the sameach, your wife, whatever. So whenever the mitzvah is, there's some result, then there's no din of mitzvah bav avera. So that yibum, the mitzvah is the result, is the perish in the Torah. Now,
if you did, if you
said that what you need, the result that you need is kinyan. It maybe he's right, and maybe he's wrong, you know. But there's no need to stick your neck out to say that.
If we put together the two Rebbe Chanans, so it appears that when he is saying this Chiddush, it's because he held that it was MS and Tosas, that Tosas did hold that the Kenyan is the mitzvah.
Okay, first of all, I still don't agree. That's what the guys in my shiva are screaming at me. But I don't agree, because Rebbe Chanan asked the kasha on the Gemara and Sochim. He didn't just ask on Tosas. His second kasha is on the Gemara and Sochim. So he shouldn't answer it in a way that only works in Taisus. Theoretically, there could be some other Rishon that argues with Taisus. If Rabbi Ochanan's answer is better,
but he's asking. He asked the question on Taisus. Okay, the second question is.
It's on the Gemara Sochim. So it's not a question only on Taisus. It's a question on Gemara Sochim. So I'm not saying you can, it's included. What I'm saying includes Rav Ochanan. I'm just saying you don't have to commit yourself. I had a story, I don't exactly know what the mush, but I think it was Baba Kana, where I was going Shaduchim. And I'm learning in Yeshiva. And one day some Rosh Yeshiva walks into the base medrash, not a yeshiva, a big yeshiva, but a medium-sized yeshiva, whatever, a small, relatively small yeshiva, comes into the base medrash, and he walks over to me, and he says, "Now tell me a chiddush." So I knew already, because I heard that he had a daughter in Shaduchim, so I put two and two together. So, okay. So I had a chiddush, it was convenient. So I told him, there's a Divrei Yechezkel has a kasha, and I answered his kasha. So he asked me, and there was a famous hakira on that sugya. Which way were you, your terrace, which way does it work out on that hakira? So let's say it's on Baba Kama, where the hakira is, is it your mamin? Are you paying because your mamin of Isaac, or because you didn't do shmira? He said, which way are you saying that hakira? I said, I'm not getting involved in that, because my terrace works out according to both of them in the Chakira. Why should I commit myself to one side of the Chakira? Then the Teres only works if you held that one side of the Chakira. I was giving a Teres that has nothing to do with that Chakira. So I thought that was very good.
So how come you didn't chop that?
Okay, very nice. But I see you haven't finished working out the sugya. Let me tell me. I was going to punch him in the nose. He didn't have very well. I did finish working out the sugya. The word, the finished part of the sugya, is this famous hakira. Obviously, I'm not going to be machriya that hakira. All the Rosh Hashiva is clear this hakira. I'm going to go ahead and paskin which side of the hakira is right. My shot is out there doing the hakira. That's great. So I have that time in Rav Ochanan. Rav Ochanan, why are you taking sides in this hakira?
Maybe he's taking sides because he wants a test. Maybe
it's a very beautiful branch, Rav Ochanan. Of course, there's a many. I'm sure.
I want to know if Rebbe was ready to commit.
Maybe Rav Ochanan wants a tangible result. There's different levels of results. There's tangible results. There's where I can mark down. I actually have responsibilities, not them, because I have a Kenyan. I can't just say it's aloof. Yeah, things happen in Shemayim. There's a Hakam Shemayim. I don't know. I need to have real results.
I don't see why not. I don't see if I ask the kasha by Ono with a tangible result.
I don't. Okay, that's already. I can't.
You gave your wife and
I'm saying, but he sees over here. Well, he wants to say. That's why he wants to say that it's more concrete. They call. I don't know.
Rabbi Chanan's main point.
I'm happier for Ken. I'm saying tiefer. So that's good. I'm just saying, point out that at the Chayra, I'm pretty sure. I mean, that's what I. If you see, actually, this round. This Sefer Nachmas Edio, he actually says it my way, and the Sefer Mar Mekaymis, what I said on the you know that brown red whatever it is, so he quotes also the pre Yitzchak, which I cannot find the Sefer offhand. Is he quotes it from a pre Yitzchak Simon Mem Beis?
Is that Rav Yitzchak Glaser?
Rav Yitzchak Glaser has a Sefer pre Yitzchak, yeah. So he quotes him. So he he says they, you know, the he says the same thing, that not like Rav Ochanan, he says that like me, that the mitzvahs I come ashamed. That's where he quotes him. I don't know, I didn't see it inside. That the mitzvahs I come ashamed. You see this piece in the sefer that the quotes Rav Lazer Gordon. Then you mitzvah above avera shai beyibim kivin da mitzvah hu amatara hayotze me'apura haynu lahokim lahokim shame. Bizarre, I was born in Meira. Acher Avira, Meira. Shemoka Gabi needed the Evan Bona Kalavasa mitzvah. The mitzvah you did because you, the mitzvah is Lahokin shame. You know, that's, you know, he doesn't say the mitzvah is the Kenyan. You might need a Kenyan to get that Kama shame. I don't know. But the maybe yes, maybe not. I have a vague recollection. I think I said this yesterday, but I don't know. I didn't check my the bikiyas because I don't know where to check it offhand. That there's a shaila in the maybe Rosh Hashivas, in the maybe Rabbi Yosef Engel had the shaila. I don't remember who had the shaila. I think maybe he had the shaila, Rabbi Yosef Engel. That we have a din of Ein Davar Shebi'er V'Pachos Mishnayim. Which means if you mekayish an isha without Edim, so the Kenyan, she's not married. So what if you do Yibum without Edim? Can you get a Kenyan? You can't get an Ein Davar Shebi'er V'Pachos Mishnayim, that you can't get a Chalos Kenyan without Edim. So how can you get a Kenyan Yibum, which is marriage, you're going to mekayish the person courage if they have be with this lady without Edim. So I think he has a time to say that ain't a chinami, there's no kinyan. But I don't think he was saying that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You do beer, you mekayim the mitzvah, and there's no kinyan. The kinyan is, you know.
Use the word kinyan. He does say kinyan. Afterwards, he says, but do you have any mala kana vasa mitzvah?
Yeah, because you are kana, I understand, but that doesn't mean...
Why does he have to put it in that kana? Why does he have to say kana? Could have just said bala asa mitzvah.
Okay.
Where's the Rebbe?
Well, you tell me. He says clearly that the mitzvah is that kama shame.
Because maybe he is saying like Rabbi Hanan.
But he says that the mitzvah is that kama shame. He says... Are
you day Kenyan? Does that come as shame?
Okay, fine. That could be. It could be, yes. I'm just saying I would be neutral. I would, if I was writing the piece, I would say there's a result. The result is I come as shame. What do you need for I come as shame? Maybe Rav Ochanan's right, you need Kenyan. Maybe Rav Ochanan's wrong, you don't need Kenyan. I know. Somehow or another, when you do Yibum, you bring about Akama Shein, which is an amazing result, which goes ahead and gives Bais La'achiv. You were the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. You saved your brother who was going to be, he went and died and he has no bias. And for eternity, he's going to be without a bias. And now you went ahead and you did this amazing result. Now, what do you have to do to make that amazing result? You do by doing a Maisa Bia. That, how does a Maisa Bia bring about this amazing result? Ani lo yodea. Maybe it's through the fact that it makes a Kenyan. Maybe it's not through the fact that you make a Kenyan. I don't know. I don't know my Kabbalah. But the end result, at the end of the day, there's a result. The result is that you did the Hakim Shem Le'achim. So why stick your neck out? Why after my time at the Rav Ochanan is Rav Ochanan, you want to say a nice piece of Torah. You want everyone to like your Torah. So it could be you're right. That first is a two-step process. First, you bring about the result of the Kenyan, and then the result of the Kenyan brings about the result of a Hukim Shame. Maybe, but maybe not. So why say it?
Calling it a Totah of Lahakim Shame without giving it a name, a description,
It's a little bit not such a difference between the Maisa and the result of the Maisa.
If you're a London, it's a difference. I'm the Lida. That's a difference. Why is by oh no, what's the difference? Because it's the what's the difference between a 64.9 and a 65? They're 64.9 and a 65 is Yom Velayla difference. Because you're on one side of the other side.
Rabbi, one second. How do we know that Hakim Shein happens after the first Bia? Maybe it's just through the course of the marriage. You'll have, they're going to have a kid.
It says that when you do Bia, you do one Bia, and then if you want, you can divorce her. You don't have to continue.
And he was Mekayim Hakim Shein just from one Bia?
Yes.
Even she doesn't come pregnant?
Yes.
That's why you have to know Kabbalah.
Now, do we understand why that's true? So we don't understand. Okay.
Why is this different? Why is it different than every single person who gets married who has to do Puru Revu and she's, I mean, based on the Gemara, why do you have to go into Yibam? Stamos is a result of a Puru Revu of trying to get a kid. There's the same exact result. This be she's an Ishto Nida and never should be a mitzvah of Avera.
You just talked about what the mitzvah pruvu is. Not just trying. It might not be just trying.
Okay.
It's worth it. But pruvu, if your kid dies, it's more like
a gigantic tumult in pruvu. So I guess it's hard to know.
Well, in the case of Isha in Psachim, it specifically came out the fact that it was asking what if she's muberes, and so that's what came up with. Oh no, the whole thing was because of that. But if it wasn't that she was Muberes, we would assume that it was a mitzvah peruvu, right?
But I don't know whether there is a mitzvah is attempting. Okay, I don't know.
But I think Shmuel's saying good. Why can't the Yibum jump on like any other husband?
Because there is a machlokes in the Rosh Yeshivas and the Chinuch. We had this last year, whether the mitzvah peruvu is actually having the kid or just attempting to have a kid. Taisus said, we did that Taisus last year. Taivis says that the mitzvah comes with the Gemar Bia. And if everyone jumps on Taivis, Gemar Bia, there's no mitzvah. The only mitzvah comes when you actually give birth.
But the Gemar in Pesachim clearly says that in the case of the married person, if she was not Muberis, that he would be Pacha from a carbon.
Okay. So you have to know, challenge that Gemara.
So why are we Michal between the Yavim, and any other married person? Why do we have to get into Yibum altogether? Just say Spur Ravu.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. But the Taivis. It may prove who. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. They prove who you would need the fact that the at least that there was I hear. Prove who you would at least need the fact that there was a Gemar Bia. The person did Ha'ara, there's definitely no mitzvah prove who.
But the Yibum would still work.
The Yibum would work. So, okay, so I don't know. Okay,
Rabbi's position that every ben al machaveroi is automatically could be classified as a result-based mitzvah.
In my opinion,
and that's how we know. That's how Rabbi knows
that you did a chesed for this person. How is ona mitzvah a result? Because you're doing something to your wife, right? That you have to answer. You have to learn the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that ona is considered a result. So where's the result? The result is because the purpose of Ona is for your wife's sake. So you did something for your wife. That's the result.
So all Beradam L'Chaveroi are result-based, and Yibum is clearly Beradam L'Chaveroi, so it's result-based whether it's a Kenyan or not.
That's what I would say.
Is it a problem? Is it a problem that the Gemara uses this idea of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah to be part of Makarbon by mitzvahs that are clearly not results? Like lulav?
Well, I don't know. It depends. If it's a mitzvah of avera, then it wouldn't work.
The Gemara says a mitzvah, if someone carries
a... Rav Chanan is saying if it's a mitzvah of avera, then there's no svara of tovah bar mitzvah. That's what he says.
I'm just pointing out that the Gemara has this idea, and in Sukkah, it talks about a lulav, the exact same thing.
I don't know. Maybe over there, for some reason, there's no din of mitzvah bar avera. Rav Chanan clearly says if there's a din of mitzvah bar avera, then there's no, you can't have a system of tov is bar mitzvah. That's what he says. So I'm not.
Yeah, I see. It's not a kasha on the shir. I don't understand. The Gemara says clearly. Gemara quotes these Gemaras and adds lulav to it as well.
Maybe because lulav is not a problem. It's a bar avera. But the guy could tell me yesterday that muda, that since the avera was not done at the time of the mitzvah, the avera is a earlier stage. So that's not called the mitzvah bar avera.
Yeah, the Gemara compares it to the cases of carbon, where he eats the wrong carbon, and Taisus compares the Gemara Msachim.
Because I think maybe Lulav is not a mitzvah bar avera. It doesn't have, Rav Chanan clearly says, and if it's a mitzvah bar avera, then there is no, you can't say Tov is bar mitzvah. That's what he says, no?
Yeah.
That's it. So I don't know what you do with your Gemara Sukkah. You know?
If somebody attempts to do Hashavas Aveda but fails, does he get schar?
But he failed?
Yeah.
He gets schar from Hashavas Toiva Mistar from Maisa. He doesn't get
schar. If he does it on Shabbos and he fails, so is it mitzvah of Avera?
I don't know. The schar is from Hashavas Toiva. I would assume Akshava Tova is for the result, so he should get schar. That's what I would think. It's Akshava Tova. Akshava Tova Mistar from Maisa. The Havana in that is, the giant Machlekes, what the Havana is. The Chassam Sofer is because he says that Hashem creates a din of Einus Kamanda Ovid. A very interesting thing. The Chassam Sofer, that in this world we say Einus Lav Kamanda Ovid. That's Suvis Ein Einus Begitim. But in Hashem's world, he says Einus is Kamanda Ovid. In Einam Abba, they have different rules. It's like in this world the Grama is Potter, but in Einam Abba Grama is Chayiv. That's why you know, not say today Shemayim, you should pay for a grama. So it's considered like you did it.
Where is that Chassam Sofer?
Ani lo yodea, in Chulin, but I don't remember what daf. It's quoted
by Chassam
Sofer in Chulin.
Just a slightly different note. Rebbe had a diak and Rebbe Chanan, Rebbe asked why he needed to talk about the fact that the Avera is in the guf of the Maisa, not later. It seems to be mixing in another Nakuda.
Yes.
Rav Lazer Gordon also has that language, right? The same, seemingly the same point.
In other words, the Chaira, if let's say, let's say the Avera was in the result. Let's say that the reason why Nida is Aser is because you're bringing a trefa and the shama into the world. You know, I don't know. But it's a bad result. So you're doing simultaneously two results. You're doing a good result that you're hakim shein and a bad result. So I would have thought that you would still say that the mitzvah, well, just because of the bad result, unless the bad result undermines the good result, you know, maybe in some cases, but maybe that's what Rav Chanan meant.
That could also be about
a situation where the bad result and the good result are like two unrelated results, then I don't see why that would cause, you still wouldn't have mitzvah bar avera. So
doesn't Rav Chanan
bring up Mamzer as a... It's interesting that Rav Chanan has the same point. It says, Zetual Spam Mela Achar HaVera.
What?
It's just interesting that he says the same point in the third to last line of the paragraph. Zato alas bam emela achar kach achar havira. He also seems to stress that point.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Doesn't Rabbi Chanan point out that mamzer might be in the case of where the avira is the result? He says
that it's the result of pruvu, because the result of pruvu is you're bringing a good child to the world. Bringing a sickly child to the world is not pruvu. We don't want that child in the world. So there, I hear it's a result that is the undermines a good result. But what if you have two results and they're not connected? I'm doing a result of our Shabbos. I mean, my example of saving the guy's life. There's a guy drowning. And in order to save him, I had to kill someone else to save him. So I did a good result that I saved him, and a bad result that I killed someone else. So I don't think
but that's two completely separate results. But those are two, that's two separate bison happening in nature, though. No?
What?
The Rebbe's example, like you kill running over the 30 people to save the one guy, those are two completely separate mice happening.
So that's there. I did them in the same process, in the same way.
But it would still be two distinct things happening. If you shoot a bullet and it goes through and kills two people, there's an independent mice of each one.
The woman is dying, so I kill the baby to save whatever. So
save the woman.
Save them. I mean, that might actually be mutter. You have to know. But that,
if the head comes out,
you know, result and a bad result. They're not. I would not think that they undermine each other. That's what I would have thought. But okay, the Maisa, getting just for the record, Rav Chanan says he has a raya that the mitzvah, the kinyan is what causes the mitzvah from Artisis. I think I said this yesterday too. I do not know at all. Where in the world he sees that from Artisis? Because all Artisis said, Artisis brings the Gemara in Pesachim that says that there is you mekayim the mitzvah, and then he says with the lashon, the ka'avin mitzvah, mashma the kaneda. So that's true, you see from Taisus that the Kiya Mitzvah and the Kinyan are inseparable, but it doesn't mean that the Kinyan is what caused the Mitzvah. It could be the other way, that the Mitzvah causes the Kinyan, right? And if you say that a chicken and the egg are inseparable, but that doesn't mean which one caused which. So Enochinami, without Taisus, you would have said that the Kinyan and the Mitzvah are not connected at all. They're not totally unconnected. You see from Taisus that they're connected. But it doesn't say that the Kinyan comes first and that makes the Mitzvah.
Did Rav Chanan say he has a raya from Taisus?
Yes. He says, Rav Chanan says, became Yevimto Nida, the nearer Medivre type is kind. It seems from our type.
Right, because it fits the same with Jesus. That doesn't mean it's
for opinion. So I think, where in the world does he see that from our Tysus?
Not Mocha from Tysus, but Tysus definitely fits within his
path. That's not Nira. Nira doesn't mean it fits in. Nira means that he's saying that it's you see from our Tysus. You see from our Tysus.
He knows that's the most mocha way to read Tysus.
Obviously it's not approved,
or else he doesn't finish.
There are many ways to read. They're both.
Obviously, it's not approved because Rosh Hashanah doesn't have Kiddush. Tysus says the Kiddush. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah is saying he's saying Kiddush. But he's saying it fits in Tysus.
He didn't say it fits into Tysus. I'm sorry. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that there became the event on
the most mistaber way to read Taisus.
The near Ebi Divre Taisus. You see from Taisus that the mitzvah who are Kenyan. So I say, I do not see that from Taisus. I see from Taisus that the Kenyan and the mitzvah are inseparable, that anybody that gets a mitzvah will also get a Kenyan, that they connect. They're connected.
Maybe they can be sequential.
It could be, we don't know which one comes first.
Right, it could be just sequential, in order.
Right, in other words, he says the order is that first you get the case. According to Rav Chanan, there's three steps. According to Rav Chanan, everyone agrees there's three steps. According to Rav Chanan, the steps are first you do the bia. Now, the steps don't take time, but in Lumdus, there's steps. First you do the bia. That bia gives you a kinyan. That kinyan gives you a mitzvah. That's how Rav Chanan said it. Okay. I say it. First you do the bia. That bia gives you a mitzvah, and the mitzvah gives you a kinyan. Or, even to say it differently, the bia gives you a mitzvah and a kinyan, and it's a V. And not necessarily that the mitzvah and the kinyan are totally zebizeh, right? It could be, right? We know it could be A causes B, which causes C, or it could be A causes B and C, right? That also works in Taisis. You know, there's the Bia.
Like the Yerusha.
Causes two totally unrelated things. The Bia causes the kinyan, and the Bia causes the mitzvah. But therefore, if you see it causes one, it causes the other. But we don't see Rabbi Elchanan says that the kinyan is the mitzvah or kinyan. You don't see that from Taisis.
Rabbi, and the way Baruch Ber says it, in some in Bayes at least, he says the Sif says like kinyan ika umemela yesh ba kinyan mitzvah. Mamish way like that, but then at the end, but the next stick where he says is about kochas the dina yibim. Who rock la ases kinyan the gamma mal the kaimland and ball ebony dosa kana. He says that's muchach from the Lord meaning to have a mitzvah babaver muchach canal. He says that's klar from that din. That's the system of way it works.
Is he just proving that there's no mitzvah babaver, or is he proving that the mitzvah is the kinyan? I don't have a birkish offhand right here in the office. I thought that babaver was only proving that there's no din of mitzvah above aveir. But this line that the mitzvah is a kinyan, I don't know if he was proving that from there. He was just saying that. But okay. I don't know why he says it.
Is it possible that the raya that Rabbi Chanan has is because if Tosfos understood otherwise, Tosfos would not have a kasha in the first place? Tosfos kasha only comes to place because Tosfos understood there are three steps, and the mitzvah comes after the kinyan, and the kinyan comes after the bia. If it both come at the same time, maybe Tosfos wouldn't have such a kasha.
Tosfos is only quoting, Tosfos is not asking a kasha. Tosfos is quoting that Gemara to prove that he's not evil.
Not from Nida. From Nida, Tosfos would not have a kasha on Nida if they both come at the same time. So maybe Tosfos kasha only comes to play because Tosfos understood there were three separate steps.
Wait, Tosfos kasha of Nesra? Why would that be connected?
With the needle.
I don't know why that would be connected. I don't know why that would be.
Because the mitzvah comes as a result of the...
Even the
needle.
Rabbi Chanan is going on the second aphatisis. Poshev Shat, the second aphatisis, has nothing to do with the first aphatisis. The first aphatisis is a din nasra, that since at the time of the nida you can't do yibum, there should be a din nasra. And there's a second half. Okay, I don't know. Okay, in the Maisa, I'm just... I'm just being a...
Can you clarify what the Nachas Elio is doing here?
What I'm just... I thought that what I'm saying is that the Mr. Mara Mekaymah's book quotes the pre-Yitzhak that he says like what I'm saying. And when I tried to find it in the computer, it didn't bring me the pre-Yitzhak, it brought me the Nachas Elio. So I thought that he was also saying like me, because he says... He quotes Rav Lazer Gordon that the reason why there's no mitzvah above Avera.
Where in here is Rav reading from?
In the when it's piece in the bottom column,
the bracket,
the brackets, the next to the last, the second,
the Gahai Gavna.
What? Okay, Gahai Gavna. Right. Okay, here I got the Chirik Admor Rav Lazer Gordon. I'm best in the towels. Let's see. That's a famous Rav Lazer Gordon from Taos. That's our topic. And he says, So it sounds like stopping there.
He throws in the extra words in Baal Kana Asa Mitzvah.
Yeah, but before he got to those extra words, he was saying like me. You know? So okay, so I don't know what he throws in those words, but the
that
the,
could be just a quote of Tosos. Now he's reading it back, he says Kamash Kasa Tosos. Now he's just saying this with like yeah. whether or not he could deal with why Tosos.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't sound like that's the point because he
it
says
could be, it could also be the D like Rebbe's talking about.
He's talking the way he says it is that Kivin da Mitzvah Matara Yesh Mi Apura Had Hakin Hakin Shame Vizat Torah Bamei Meile. I got to answer. So if there's a Torah, it says Kav Meile.
Definitely, if I didn't know Rabbi Chanan and I just read that, I would definitely think like Rebbe.
Right. So he sounds like he's saying like me, and the this Mara Mikaima Sefer claims, which I didn't see inside the previous, like also says. So okay. Anyway, the Maisa, it would be interesting. We should Rabbi Chanan brings that this arrived from Artai. This is the Mitzvah of Kinyan. And he also brings from Tosfos on Daf Chav. Maybe we should look at that. What I would like to do, well, go back for tomorrow. We sort of left the sugya in the middle, but let me try and tie up some loose ends. We were bothered by that. Why is Tosfos discussing this? It sounds like he's just being a over here. It sounds like he's being a Yenta, because Tosfos's first kasha was connected to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says Achos Ishto. Achos Ishto is a code word for Nesra. So that makes sense to discuss it. But the second point doesn't seem like it's relevant. Now, the probability is that Tosfos is doing the same thing that the Rush is doing, but the same kasha and the Rush. Why is the Rush discussing here whether by neither there's a din of kol sheinoda yiba meinoda chalitza, like that, we're not discussing neither here. So I like to get back to that shaita.
No, we're trying to deal with the concept whether she's a bas yibum. If she's a bas yibum, then
we're discussing whether she's a bas yibum. We're just discussing whether there's nesra. So we
if she's a bas yibum, then there's no nesra. Is that true, Mamela?
Then you're saying, okay, you're saying that Tosfos is coming to give another answer to his question. But that doesn't seem to work.
Through the back door, by saying that there's okay. Basibum.
So that's a possibility, but many people don't agree with that because.
But the Rush clearly is trying to say she's a Baskalitza. Because
they say that it doesn't answer the question, because Lu Yisur, you wouldn't have the answer that it's not an Erva, then Ha Gupa Kasha, why is it a Basibum? In other words, Tosfos gotcha is, why don't we say Nesra? You can't answer. You know why we don't say Nesra? Because you're a Bas Yibum. Because I'll ask you the question, why are you a Bas Yibum? So you have to give the first answer.
That's what I'm saying. Tosfos gives an answer why there's no Nesra. Then he backs himself up by showing she's a Bas Yibum.
We know there's no Nesra. Tosfos never had a Havamina that there's a Din Nesra. Everyone knows that.
So why is that? Other Rishonim seem to have a Havamina that is Shayach.
What?
Other Rishonim seem to have a Havamina that it actually is Shayach in theory.
I don't believe that. You sure?
Yes.
Who?
I think the Tosfos from the way he asks.
Okay. I thought that time that no one ever thought that actually is true. Everyone knows it's not true. It's just.
Like that sounds like he's pretty serious.
It should be Potter, but we know it's not true. We know it's not true. It's not in the Mishnah. And I don't believe that when they asked the Kasha, they would have passed halacha to Maisa that's a din by Nida. They're asking why. They're giving a reason. Okay, anyway, let's try and tell you. I also want to discuss a little bit the shaita that. Why is it that when you do Yibum, the Zika goes off? Right, that's sort of like connects to this whole Shaita. How does Yibum work to take off Zika? In other words, Get, Chalitza is like a Get. I understand it takes off Zika. But how does Yibum take off Zika?
Okay. Maybe for the other brothers?
The other brothers, for himself. The other brothers, maybe it's because it shows this to him. But why does it take off to himself, the Zika?
What do you mean take off? It converts it.
Okay, so that's
right. That's the whole Rosh Hashiva. The Zika converts it into the...
Okay, well...
I remember Rosh Hashiva banging it into our heads.
Okay, so you're too smart for me. All right. Okay. Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.